So last night, I went with a friend of mine to dinner. I had missed her birthday party over the weekend, and so I wanted to celebrate, and we went to dinner. Got a chance to catch up and kind of talk about what's been going on with me lately, and because I've been trying to sort some things out. And she's a great friend. She's very grounded and very honest and just somebody that I really appreciate in life. And it's not unfortunate, it's just part of life, which is she's leaving in 8 days. She's taking the plunge and moving to another city to pursue another aspect of life and her job. And I'm being honest with that sucks. Because it can be hard sometimes to meet people you feel safe around, you feel excited around, that you feel you can be honest around and get honest back. And I get that with her. One of the parts we talked about was, is she ever going to come back? Does she think she'll be there forever? And she isn't sure. She thinks in a couple years she might, but she might not. One thing she said, that when she does come back, she's worried because in the place that she's at, to kind of move up, she'd have to go to downtown, and she just doesn't want to go to downtown. And when she said that, I said to her, I was like, what if they offered you like $20,000 more to go to downtown? And without skipping a beat, she was just like, yep, sign me up. It was in that moment that it just reminded me so much how quickly we kill dreams before they have a chance to live. How immediately can jump to these conclusions of negativity or hardship or struggle, and they're not even real questions. They're, in her situation, years later down the road. And that was the thing. If I gave her a solution to that same problem, she would have jumped to it. It wouldn't have been a problem, even if that is what happens a couple years from now. What's wild is I actually had a client of mine years ago decide she wanted to move back home, and she told her boss, listen, I just can't do this. I'm going to go back. I want to live with my parents. I miss them. And she thought this boss didn't like her, and he immediately stopped and goes, no, I can't lose you. I have to have you as part of my company. What do I have to do to keep it? And so they negotiated, and she got a big pay raise and the ability to work from her parents' area and just work remotely. And then every once in a while, she'd have to come back in, take a flight out to L.A. But she got everything she wanted and paid more, and in a job that she liked, and you know, a company that's great. I just think that's something that we got to be careful of, is that when we want to do something that's best for us, because these are the things, both of my friends were doing things that were best for them, but believing something negative might happen eventually. Why? If you're actively doing what's best for you, then the thing you're doing is not a problem. Is it hard? Does it take energy, sacrifice, vulnerability? Yeah. But it's for what's best for you. That's the big sell point. That's the thing you got to remember. You know, when you're going through these last couple days, going into the week, and remember that every choice you make is what's best for you. That might mean somebody leaves your life, some opportunity enters your life, some lifestyle goes away. But it's what's best for you. That's just something I want you to think about when you're making your choices now. And you get discouraged or you try to pull back. Please don't. You're doing what's best for you. And that's a great life. So just take one deep breath in and go do what's best for you.